This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Are you that exceptional American? If you're listening to this radio show, you are that exceptional American. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another banner news day here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's also Drudge Friday, Drudge/Breitbart Friday. But now we have Drudge Breitbart and Scott Adams. He'll be joining us in just a second, kind of bringing you up to date and up to speed on what's really going on here on Agenda 21, or Studio 21, as we refer to it here. High atop Mount Huth in Northern California, where we see chemtrails. We have it all out here, including a dam that's, a dam that is on the verge. And you know, everybody said, oh, you're fear-mongering and all that stuff, Paul. I don't think so. It's interesting. The facts are rolling in about the dam. I'm going to talk about the dam here in the third hour, because we were right again. You know, 17 trips up to the dam and research and talking to people. We've been absolutely spot on in everything we've said about the dam. No fear-mongering going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, as they say. With a clickbait and fear-mongering. Those are the two terms running around out there. Anyway, a lot of other things going on. The Philippine Islands are exploding. They've launched attacks against who? ISIS. Yeah, and oh, by the way, if you haven't heard already, major attack by ISIS in Egypt. At least that's who we suspect highly. 26 Coptic Christians slaughtered. Obama legacy issues. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, since both of those are the founders of ISIS. I know we just shook up the whole world by making that pronouncement. If you listen to exceptional news radio here on Agenda 21 Radio, you'd know we've been talking about that for probably, 6 or 7 years. About how the ISIS group has been formed by, the former president and his former secretary of state. And then, of course, I'm just opening up a can of worms here for Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, who's joined me. Scott, I guess it's kind of an interesting little situation going on right now because there's been some leaks. Am I hearing that more leaks have occurred, but they're the good kind of leaks that we all want to know about?
Are you referring to the FBI?
Yes. Yeah, I'm to the FBI. You know, Comey's territory.
That's amazing. You wonder what, though, you wonder what Mueller is talking about, you're doing. He met with Comey, and somehow Comey is going to speak before a committee. I think that's outrageous that he would be entitled to that privilege, but, you know, let's see what he has to say. He's already under oath committing to the fact that Trump never asked him to stymie his investigation at all, ever. But we know that what was going on between John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey and Loretta Lynch, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and Barack Obama was a lot of collusion taking the NSA wiretaps that they got legally through the FISA courts. We're finding out through a secret court that they've come public. They very rarely come public and stated that there was a lot of abuse in this area from the Obama administration, that this is a violation of federal crime if it can be proven properly. And it will be. And a lot of people are going to go to jail for this. I think James Comey being one of them.
Well, now, let me open this up because I think I don't want to confuse the issue because you're talking about somewhat of a secret court, not a FISA court. Those are two different things.
The FISA court they do remain in secret. They're part of the NSA, right? And so they go to a special court, and they had a secret meeting. And out of that meeting, they never really talk about it, but they did in this case. And they thought it was just so important that they would bring it to light.
Now, as it was explained to me, and I may have gotten this wrong, so please clarify it with me so I'm not running around out there on the radio telling people the wrong thing, that it was a court aside from FISA, or was it a conversation that was taking place in the FISA court, which is secret, as you said, that in that conversation was actually leaked? Is that what I'm hearing? Which one of those?
They actually made a statement. They made a statement to say that, and they generally don't make statements. They made a statement to say that this has been done and that this should be looked at.
The court said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the FISA, I think the FISA members, I'd probably have to reread my notes too. The FISA members had a secret meeting based on what had been done. They generally grant the request for wiretapping and surveillance about 90% of the time. They assume that these things are done in good measure and good merit.
Right.
What they're finding out is that they've been played.
Right. Okay. Well, that just fits the Obama agenda right there. I mean, you know, not only Obama, but, you know, the other actors in town, too.
Well, the NSA is part of the military. See, and here's the trouble for, say, Obama, who is running around in Trump's shadow in Europe and talking about how we shouldn't have walls and climate change is the number one threat still. But, you know, the situation is the NSA is part of the Secretary of Defense. It's part of the military.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the Department of Justice and the FBI as part of justice. And so you have these different departments now with new heads. And they have access to this information.
And they're finding the information out.
So big, there's no way they're going to be able to cover all this up. There's too many tentacles. And this is going to be a house of cards. It's just going to come to the forefront.
And now, you know, maybe people can even more understand why Obama and why John Brennan and why Comey were trying to press so hard to cover things up when Obama was leaving office as the transition was taking place. They were coming out, and they were just being outrageous. I mean, you never heard of a CIA director taking on an incoming president and bashing him. Remember John Brennan doing that? That was just totally outrageous on his part. But, you know, he's
John
an outrageous Brennan's character.
Guy is so anti-American, it's not even funny. But you know what's interesting? Theresa May chastising the president for the leaks, the president handled that beautifully. He said, "You're right. And we're going to go ahead and crack down on this. We're going to. I'm ordering the Department of Justice, our Attorney General, to investigate this. And once they do that, that's going to be a green light to investigate where these leaks are coming from, and they are coming from the intelligence community, not anywhere else. And so, this is a green light for the Justice Department to investigate the intelligence department.
You know, the way I look at that is because this was from the five, whatever it was, spying system that they have informing. I can't remember the exact name of it. We covered it yesterday. But this particular system, I can just envision one of these Obama holdovers from one of these law enforcement agencies that was getting this information. And what was happening was he just said, well, I'll just pass this out. I'll just get it out there now, because to me, it looked like they were trying to enhance the visual and, you know, the visibility, if you will, of ISIS, who actually promulgated the attack. That was just my play on it initially when I saw it, but I can just envision one of these Obama holdovers and loyalists sitting in one of these law enforcement agencies distributing this information. I'm glad this whole thing is coming out like this. I'm sorry that it had to happen because of the murder and slaughter of so many people in Manchester. When we come back, we got more of Scott Adams. What I want to talk about when we come back is what in the world is going on in Egypt and the Philippines, and, of course, more of this information that's coming out about the FBI, which is, I think, very, very telling. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you can call in at 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville. Jacksonville.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, another fast-moving news day, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also call in if you want to. Then the number here is 215-867-8255. Let's see, my email address is paul@agenda21radio.com. That's paul@a21r.com and paul@agenda21radio.news. So let's get that email situation straightened out. And with us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio. I guess you would say the boombox of talk radio, digital world anyway. And many congratulations to you, Scott, because Red State Talk Radio is taking off. We actually, you know, listen, I got to tell you, some people were in Times Square or in New York, and they're looking for my picture. Can you help a brother out?
We're going to get you up real soon. Actually, you're probably going to be up, I would say, before June 15th, you'll be up.
All right, well, listen, let me. I'm going to rush out and get some of those fancy pictures of myself taken. You know, sunglasses, the cool look, you know, that sort of thing. Kind of like what you've got now.
Well, that's part of the thing. See, we got Amanda Head, who's, you know, really cool looking. She has some really cool looking photographs. She appeared on Gutfeld, and she gave Red State the biggest shout out. I loved it. So Gutfeld introduces her as a Red State Talk Radio talent. She's on it Wednesday mornings, and she's with the one hour a week show early in the morning on the East Coast, but she got a big gig on Gutfeld, introduced as Red State Talk Radio, and then when she was saying her goodbye on the show, she said, be sure to check my mug out on the Red State Talk Radio billboard in Times Square. And she was also nice enough to take a video of herself in front of the billboard, and we posted that all over the place. But it's great. We've had a lot of fun with it, but you know what? It's just been fun. Because we get to stick Red State Talk Radio values right there in the faces of libtards in Times Square.
I know.
I mean, it's the bastion of liberalism.
I can't wait to make my debut on right there in Times Square. Anyway, so visit our website, redstatetalkradio.com, for all of your talk needs. 36 hours of talk radio on Red State Talk Radio. It's just incredible. Everybody says to me, I get this all the time. 36 hours, you only have 24 hours. It's two channels.
Yeah.
It's two channels.
I get that too.
We could go 48. Actually, we can go 72 if we had three channels, which, you know, you never know what might happen. The explosive growth of digital talk radio is just amazing. Anyway, let's get back to the task at hand and telling everybody what is going on. Let's go back to these FBI files. Now, this is interesting because this is, again, another leak, but this is not a negative leak per se. This is this in any way related to Seth Rich at all, these leaks that are coming out? I mean, everything's related to Seth Rich, I think, right now. But
yeah, but, you know, here's something I've been saying, too, and I got to tell you about Seth Rich and what I saw with Sean Hannity and what I saw with Rod Wheeler. Rod Wheeler was hired by the family, but the family, you know, God bless them, and I understand they lost their son. But they're also, they seem to be playing as much politics with this as anybody else. You know, I think that a lot of people are trying to get to the truth here. But as soon as the truth starts to look to make the Democrats look bad and make the Russian story look bad, the family seems to be all up in arms. And they threatened Rod Wheeler with lawsuits, saying that, and they used all these coded words, like, we were emotionally distressed and damaged and harmed and whatever. And so I wonder what's going on here. I've never seen a story so much like a hot potato. Have you ever seen a story this hot where as soon as somebody touches it, you get Media Matters going after your jugular like they did with Sean Hannity and trying to, you know, get rid of all of his advertisers? And I say if the advertisers want to play that game and get involved with censorship, well then, you know, we got to take a good hard look at these sponsors.
Well, I think so too, and I think that this whole Media Matters, they're really coming out because they've got a lot to protect. Let's just you know, when you start to get the things like this, as you know, Scott, you know you're getting, you know, you're right over the target when you start getting all this kind of flack.
Well,
that's exactly what's happened to Sean Hannity. Go ahead.
I want to say one thing. It's this. Now, forget about conspiracy theories and everything else in between, right? I mean, the fact is that at 4:20 in the morning, you have two gunshots. Now, in D.C., they have these echo systems that pinpoint exactly where a gunshot comes from.
Right.
They can go directly to the scene. They have surveillance like there's no tomorrow because you have so many important people in D.C. And so what I'm saying is that we are to believe that this was a botched
Julian
robbery. That's what
right,
Robbie Mook would like to tell us. And that's what
and
Jennifer
right
Palmieri would like to tell us. So when you think about it, if these guys were the gang that couldn't shoot straight, yet they both shoot their guns, and by the way, they said, oh, there was a rash of burglaries. Their guns didn't match any of the rash of burglaries that were going on in that. So the ballistics test didn't match, okay? That's number one. Number two, these were two guys that supposedly botched a robbery. That's why they didn't get the watch, the phone, the whatever. So we're to believe then that these guys are the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and yet they can't get caught at 4:20 in the morning after shooting guns out in the middle of the street,
yeah,
with surveillance
all,
everywhere.
With everything that's involved, it's a little bit problematic that, you know, obviously the police are involved. And I think that's really what we're coming down to is we're starting to, you know, these Obama legacy issues, such as what we're seeing right now. You've got the Coptic Christians that were killed. They're reporting as many as 26 that have been now killed as a result of a shooting incident. You've got ISIS that's blowing up, and they're literally at war with the Philippine government, which is, see, ISIS and the Mexican cartels dominate. Mexican cartels dominate the Philippines drug trade. That's why Duterte knows that. Duterte is in Moscow looking for help. Not the United States, because I don't think he, and this is not a rip on Donald because he's new. I think that a lot of people in that neck of the wood are looking at Obama or looking at Trump and saying, you know, he's not going to help us out here, or at least, you know, they're going to continue the military legacy, if you will, of non-response to the Philippines. So he's over there negotiating arms deals with the Russians. I mean, you know, we don't want to have that happen. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's falling out because of the Obama legacy issues with ISIS and all this other stuff. And, of course, in Manchester. So this whole thing is, I think, designed to be all this stuff. The attacks take away any kind of credibility for the president on his European trip right now. And then you've got this Seth Rich thing that's blowing up. See, they got to have that distraction. That's my point. From all the other problems that are happening. So they've created the distraction with the ISIS attacks in various parts of the world. That's what I'm thinking right now. Because we've seen, how many times have we had this dance before, Scott, with Obama?
Well, and then they came up with the Jared Kushner story and how he spoke to a Russian one day and all of a sudden he's now under suspicion. That's so ridiculous. The guy does business. Yeah, he... Kushner probably did do business with the Russians at one point.
Where's the talk about the links between the Biden son and Kerry's son, who are lobbyists for the Ukrainians, the so-called Nazi Ukrainians, which I'm sure that really makes Putin happy about that. Where's the discussion about that? I mean, that's just clear violation.
How about Podesta and his brother with the Kremlin?
Well, hello. Yeah. And how about any of the discussions that, well, then there's Uranium One with Hillary. What? Uranium, yeah. And, of course, that's all related to things like in the Malheur and the Bundys and all that other good stuff. And that, I mean, this is the Clinton Foundation. I mean, they built a whole empire on Russian money. Remember $500,000 for a 45-minute speech that Bill Clinton gave in Moscow as a result of doing the deal with Uranium One? I mean, these are just outrageous things, but nobody's reporting that. We got the music coming up, and we come back and have more of Scott Adams. And will the leaks ever stop? Probably not. Well, for a while, anyway. I think they're going to stop. I think Donald's going to stop them. Just a little bit of time, that's all. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage directly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Article coming out in NBC News. Jared Kushner under scrutiny in Russia probe, officials say. God. This is the never-ending saga of Russia. And, you know, Jared Kushner, I mean, I'm a year before, well, 2 years ago, oh, and he's doing business in Russia, which is, you know, gosh, we're all entitled to do business in various countries. No one was saying a word about this, but now all of a sudden he's under scrutiny. And, I guess it's all fair, right, Scott? Amazing what's going on here. I just can't believe they're desperate. And the more we push on these things and the more we blow it up, the worse it's getting for them.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. It's insane, really. But, you know, what's happening, we're seeing a massive change in the way we consume our news now, and that the mainstream media's product has gotten so bad,
right,
that they're just losing their audience in droves. It's an amazing thing to watch. But they're not keeping up with the way things are happening with the way we're consuming our information these days. But, you know, there was interesting commentary by this guy named Jason Whitlock, who was saying that one of the reasons why things have gotten off the rails so far with this libtard mainstream media bias is that it is appealing to social media values, Silicon Valley, San Francisco-style values. So for where once a reporter or journalist would aspire to impress the folks over at in the high buildings in New York City, that was an old-fashioned style Democrat value systems. Now they're subscribing to the Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, San Francisco-style, granola-eating, Birkenstock-wearing liberal, which is far, far, far more socialist, farther to the left, because the social media and Silicon Valley powerhouses are dictating the terms of the media now.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that paradigm is going to have to shift. I think that paradigm is already shifting because it's kind of interesting. I think the more consumers that are found in this genre are the conservative ones. In other
let's look
what's happening to Red State Talk Radio. Look what's happening on YouTube. Look, I mean, conservatives are running wild, and this is. But you know, with YouTube though. YouTube's really cracking down, though. They're starting to really crack down on conservative talk radio or conservative anything going on now. Everything's got to be kind of light.
Well, and there's an opportunity there, though, because, you know, I remember Mitt Romney when he was running and seeing these flash polls online, and they were just overwhelmingly, like he was winning by 60%, and yet he lost. And, you know, one has to wonder. What's going on? Is it that much voter fraud, or where? I think it's a combination of both. Really, I think that I don't think for the life of me I don't think that Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes. I don't think there's that big of a force from the Democrats. I just can't believe that because their message is so ridiculous. You know, their message doesn't add up, and so therefore I don't think that's the case. I think that there's a lot of voter fraud. I think we're seeing a sea change in the way we distribute, you know, consumer. Just like the ad you're running, you know, with respect to the Amazon Echo.
Right.
By the way, that's on sale right now for $39.99. So everybody go to Amazon, get an Amazon Echo and say, play Red State Talk Radio. But that's the new way that people are listening to their radio these days.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, and again, I think there's no competition really against, say, YouTube, as an example. YouTube is dominating because of the Google influence and so on. And for those of you that do not know, Google owns YouTube. So there's a problematic situation in terms of censorship, especially when it comes to California politics and anything related to Jerry Brown. They censor you. Boom, you're done, you know. So, but the the opportunity for another company to come along and especially what has happened is that YouTube appealed to the, it started to realize and started to appeal greatly to the conservatives, and conservatives have sort of chimed in on this. This is where conservative everything is really, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, is on YouTube. But more conservatives are finding out YouTube is really not, I mean, when they start censoring these YouTubes that people make, they all of a sudden are starting to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? So there's going to be, I think, a rise of another genre, another venue for conservatives to speak out, especially in the conservative, because you also have Facebook. And Facebook was Zuckerberg. I mean, so Facebook and YouTube are about the most liberal things out there. And they're going to try and censor conservatives. They're going to want your money and get you involved and get you engaged. And they want your money because of all the advertising that goes along with it. But they don't want your content. And that's the real deal. They don't want your content. They want something that's buffed down and watered down and not truthful. And certainly if you criticize anything politically that's related to them, they're going to censor you. No free speech, no words.
But yeah, you know, but I don't think that coming out with a conservative... Well, I think actually, here's the thing. I actually think that eventually the battle lines are going to be drawn and the gloves are going to come off, the mask is going to be unveiled, and everybody's going to come out with who they are and where their position is. Because, let's face it, we know MSNBC, CNN, they're all Democrats, right? So why not just call yourselves Democrats? Let's just let the chips fall where they may and say, okay, we're a conservative news network, right? It should be CNN, you know, conservative news network, right? And then we're a liberal news network. Okay, so now let's just see who wants to buy into this stuff, right? But don't do the smoke and mirrors thing and act like you're a real journalist when you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and CNN is really more like the Communist News Network than anything.
Or I've Clinton ever, News Network.
Or Clinton, yeah.
But I really think that what's going to happen is people are going to come out and be pretty much open about where their position is. And it will be up to the consumer to choose where they want to go with that. And I bet you the numbers would be overwhelmingly in favor of a more conservative news network, like they were with Fox when they used to be conservative or lean conservative.
Right.
But
right.
They're no longer.
Well, and I was going to mention, that Fox is just tanking in the ratings. And
that's right.
MSNBC is picking up those ratings. People are turning to another. But, you know, people, that's why I say people are shifting away from Fox, which has just been dominant. And, of course, Murdoch, they don't know what's going on. I mean, are you kidding me? They don't know
that's
what's
crazy.
Going on.
It just goes to show you how much Roger Ailes did for that network.
Right. And they punished him into death, basically, in my opinion. But anyway, but the Murdochs just really don't have a clue as to why their ratings are falling. I know that last week they had a big meeting to find out why their ratings are falling so drastically. It's pretty obvious you got rid of Hannity, or you got rid of O'Reilly. You're trying to get rid of Hannity. Well, I mean, you're pushing away your talent. What do you expect? You're pushing it away.
I flipped over on the 5 last night just to check, and they had 4 people at the table.
They couldn't get 5. I mean, listen, that you talk about a show that's tanked. It's terrible. I mean, I love a lot of the Fox people still, but you know, let's face it, you know, they're tanking and they're going down the tubes. And welcome to the Murdoch brothers and two of the real world here. Of conservative
radio. Does anyone like Kat Timpf? And you know, that's The Specialist is an awful show. So they're really ruining their brand. They're ruining their network.
It seems like it's a deliberate ruination. But and you know, hey, I don't want to say that, but everybody's going to go someplace else, and it's probably going to be Red State Talk Radio, and you never know about what the video genre is going to bring us. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back. We're talking with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show on Red State Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting, of course, live on Red State Talk Radio right now. Okay, Scott, so Montana, we have a special election. We have a special election. I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, and you have a call-in line.
Oh, yeah, we have a call-in line, right? That's
right. 215-TOP-TALK.
That's right. 215-TOP-TALK, 867-8255 is the... for those of you that are dyslexic and have special problems like myself, and you can't convert those kind of crazy numbers. Anyway, so we have a special election to take over Ryan Zinke's House seat from Montana. And Greg Gianfante wins Montana special election in spite of the fight that he got into with a reporter from The Guardian, apparently.
It kind of goes to show you how far the Democrats are losing when you can literally body slam one of their reporters from The Guardian and still get elected by further than by more percentage points than what was expected.
Yeah.
He was supposed to win by 5%. He won by 6%.
Right.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's nuts. You know, I actually am not buying too much of his apology out there, but I will say that that's probably the way they do get things done in Montana. But yeah, it was an interesting race. But again, once again, there's also a runoff in Georgia that they're going to lose big time. And the Democrats.
How is that one shaping up? Because that's the seat for Sessions, isn't it?
Yeah, the guy, the Democrat, only won because he was going against 11 Republicans.
Yeah,
now it's a runoff between a, I forget the lady's name, but she's representing and she's gotten a lot of support from the Republicans. It's going to be a landslide win for the Republicans. And how are the Democrats going to explain themselves after they've been doing all this bashing? And yet, in every single special election, they're just getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, you'd think that something with a more positive message would resonate for them, and it's not doing that. They're just going to continue to be as negative as possible. You know, I think Sessions is Alabama. Isn't there a special election going on for Sessions in Alabama?
Yeah, well, that's I'm not sure where that's going to go just yet. If it hasn't gone already, there's been three elections. I think one was in Louisiana as well. I'm mm-hmm. not sure, but there's been a few. And and the Republicans are winning every single one of them. And, you know, that's if I'm a liberal listening to MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and, you know, how she gets it wrong, like, every moment of the day, then you got to start scratching your head and saying, maybe I'm going to turn the channel. I'm going to get my source from somewhere else. Even Chuck Scarborough, Joe Scarborough has come shifted left.
Radically. Yeah, he's American. Gone. Of course, being in a leftist environment like that, you know, it's kind of interesting, but a lot of ratings are now starting to settle out with the situation that's going on with the whole break, fall down, if you will, or breakdown what's going on with Fox News. So you got more people just, I think, turning the channel because they want to get away from what they're seeing at Fox News and just going to MSNBC. But, you know, you've got a whole host of people that are just broken up and don't know where to go and don't know where to turn for the news and information now.
Well, you know what's interesting? Also, the Rasmussen poll came out yesterday, favorability, 48% for Trump now. But yet the Fox News poll came out with a whole completely different number. And so you wonder, these polls still can't seem to get it right.
No, well, they're being bought off, in my opinion.
Yeah, and when you look at what Trump is doing, I mean, you know, what he did in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and getting 50 Muslim leaders together and doing this thing, and when he spoke up against NATO and saying, you got to pay your fair share, he's getting NATO to do things that they've never done before, targeting terrorists rather than focusing on climate change or Cold War tactics, really fine-tuning things. They don't like it, the liberal elites and the globalists, but they're respecting Donald Trump. They may not like him. And Donald Trump got the heck out of Belgium as quickly as he could. He flew right out to Sicily yesterday, and now he's going to give a speech at the G7 summit. And everybody wants to talk about climate change. He wants to talk about terrorism and national security. And that's exactly what's going to go down today.
Well, you know, the whole climate thing is starting to really unravel and fall apart, especially here in California because of this dam situation. The leftists are just suffering terribly because of this the failed Orville Dam. And, I mean, this is a huge story out here, but it's impacting their whole climate scenario, which, you know, because when you take a look at the dam study, you take a look at the flooding, you take a look at the weather patterns of California, there's nothing different about this year as it was 10 years ago, 1997, all the way back. The records are very, very clear that we go through this out here. This is nothing to do with climate change that they're out there professing, which is, you know, they're just off the mark because it's pseudoscience. The wiki man, Santos Vigil, just texted me. So just a heads up that there is a Red State Talk Radio thread up at freerepublic.com. Just wanted to share that with you. Santos, the engineer here at Agenda 21 Radio. Did you know that, Scott?
No, I'm looking at it.
he's got. Let me look at it.
Freerepublic.com.
That's the text.
Okay.
That's the text. So that's from the wiki man.
21. Today's topic: rise of conservative digital radio.
Is that what it says? Yeah. Well, it's going, you know, and again, we're going to be talking quite a bit about what's going to happen to YouTube. I think YouTube, as big as it is, and I mean, it's really connected. I think that there's an opportunity for a startup company or something like that to really push conservative ideals, if you will, on the television genre, such as what you might have on a YouTube format, but in a different way, because the censorship that's there with YouTube is just over the top. And this is what will ultimately, I mean, they're big and everything right now, but, you know, there's other methods to get your message out, and there's going to be some rivals. Ultimately, everybody says, oh, that's just not going to take place because you've got Facebook and you got, they're just so dominant. Well, you never know. Fox News was dominant one time as well. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Final short segment here on Agenda 21 Radio, and with us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, if you will, for digital talk radio out there in the United States. And Scott, how can we get a hold of you?
ScottAdamsShow.com, and also just go over to RedStateTalkRadio.com. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, and now we're finding out that Free Republic also out there. So
Free
yeah,
Republic, yeah.
It's kind of nice to be talked about, if you will, on Red State Talk Radio.
And soon, the Paul Preston will be up in lights in Times Square on a Red State Talk Radio billboard.
Yep. You know, I've got to go out and get one of those. Like I was saying earlier, I've got to go to a photographer and get real pictures.
Yeah. Well,
promo pictures,
you gotta
know, promo
cool
shots.
Look.
Yeah, got to get the cool look. Right, right. I've got some really killer sunglasses, too. I mean, I'm going to be stargazing out there, or people will be stargazing in me on the thing. Anyway, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. This is, of course, the end of the hour, and at the end of each hour, I always tell you about being exceptional Americans. And, you know, we need more exceptional Americans now than ever before, because the left is pushing back hard, and especially... worldwide, they're being exposed. They're being exposed by Agenda 21 Radio and other conservative talk radio stations out there, what's left of radio stations. So we need your help. Be exceptional Americans and stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, you are exceptional Americans.
We're
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.